Welcome to Trending in America, a daily podcast brought to you by BingePods app, powered by our friendly artificial intelligence that will make you sound like a genius in less than 3 minutes. Be it pop culture, sports, politics, tech advancements, or entertainment, our promise is that we will keep you in the know. On Thursday, the world watched as SpaceX's massive rocket Starship spectacularly exploded just 4 minutes after liftoff. The uncrewed spacecraft was expected to facilitate multi-planetary life and take a 90-minute trip around the Earth before a splashdown near Hawaii. However, after reaching max Q, the rocket began to spin in the air and then plummeted before combusting entirely. Despite the failure, SpaceX staff still cheered as Starship went down in flames. SpaceX CEO Elon Musk is still hopeful and says the team will try to test the rocket again in a few months. With Starship, SpaceX aims to make life multi-planetary, and NASA has a vested interest in seeing Starship succeed. The agency is paying SpaceX to develop a reusable moon shuttle, although that mission is still several years away. The decision to use 33 booster engines, more than any other rocket ever made, is a trade-off. It's necessary for lifting payloads of up to 250 tons, but having that many rocket engines firing simultaneously is quite challenging. Adding to the challenges is the choice of fuel, methane. SpaceX wants to experiment with methane because it's cheaper to produce and easier to handle than hydrogen, the go-to fuel choice for most high-powered rockets. But using methane requires oxygen to be chilled to very low temperatures to operate, which is what caused the valve to freeze on Monday. SpaceX understands the risks associated with such a monumental test launch. It's blown up quite a few rockets during testing in the past, and it's a development strategy that's worked well in the long term. SpaceX is also pinning part of its financial future on this new and fully reusable orbital system. The company currently uses its Falcon 9 rocket to launch its Starlink internet satellites into orbit, but Starship could one day be able to send several hundred per launch. Despite the failure of the Starship rocket, SpaceX says it expected the debris to fall somewhere in the Gulf of Mexico and will work with local authorities for recovery operations. The company says today's test will help improve Starship's reliability as it seeks to make life multi-planetary. And as NASA Administrator Bill Nelson says, every great achievement throughout history has demanded some level of calculated risk, because with great risk comes a great reward. Thanks for listening to the world's first AI-generated podcast by BingePods. We hope you found the information and insights we shared to be valuable. If you enjoyed the episode, please take a moment to rate us 5 stars on your favorite podcast app right now and download the BingePods app to enjoy more such podcasts. We look forward to having you tune in next time.